God's law given to be a blessing, February 8. Rejoices the heart and enlightens the eyes. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Psalm 19:8. We have only glimmering light in regard to the exceeding breadth of the law of God. Many of those who claim to believe the testing truths for these last days act as though God took no note of their disrespect of and manifest disobedience to the principles of His holy law. The law is the expression of His will, and it is through obedience to that law that God proposes to accept the children of men as His sons and daughters. An infinite sacrifice has been made that the moral image of God may be restored to man through willing obedience to all the commandments of God. Exceeding great is our salvation, for ample provision has been made through the righteousness of Christ, that we may be pure, entire, wanting nothing. If man will keep God's law through faith in Christ, the treasures of heaven will be at his disposal. Open the eyes of your understanding, see the beautiful harmony in the laws of God in nature, and be awed and reverence your Creator, the supreme ruler of heaven and earth. See Him by the eye of faith, bending over you in love. Your faith in Jesus will give you strength to every purpose, consistency to the character. All your happiness, peace, joy, and success in this life are dependent upon genuine, trusting faith in God. This faith will prompt true obedience to the commandments of God. Your knowledge and faith in God is the strongest restraint from every evil practice and the motive to all good. Believe in Jesus as one who pardons your sins, one who wants you to be happy in the mansions He has gone to prepare for you. He wants you to live in His presence, to have eternal life and a crown of glory. In keeping God's commandments, there is great reward, even in this life. Our conscience does not condemn us. Our hearts are not at enmity with God, but at peace with Him.